So the title of my talk today is Barriers to Routine Immunization and Missed Opportunities to Vaccinate Among Pediatricians and Primary Health Center Physicians in India. I want to start off by recognizing all of our collaborators at Emory University, the Indian Academy of Pediatrics, and the National Polio Surveillance Project at WHO. I have no financial relationships to disclose. As we were just discussing, India is one of four remaining polio endemic countries in the world, and there's been much progress made, but a significantly strengthened routine immunization program with uniformly high vaccination coverage is going to be important for achieving polio eradication in India and will be vital for maintaining the country's polio-free. Those states in India that have maintained high routine immunization coverage have not experienced outbreaks of polio despite importations. In 1985, India's expanded program on immunization expanded nationwide and was renamed the Universal Immunization Program. The primary vaccination schedule consists of BCG, oral polio, DPT, measles, and currently in 16 states receive hepatitis B. There are booster doses for DPT, oral polio, and tetanus, as well as vitamin A administration, and pregnant women are on schedule to get tetanus vaccination. India has some of the lowest childhood immunization rates in the world, with 61% of children being fully immunized by 23 months in the country. And with an annual birth cohort of approximately 26 million surviving infants and an under 5 mortality of 74 per 1,000, this results in over 9 million children under-immunized each year. And immunization coverage varies widely by state, with Uttar Pradesh and Bihar having some of the lowest coverage in the country at 41 and 49% of children fully immunized by 23 months. Studies have identified many issues impacting intervention efforts to improve immunization coverage. Some studies of parents have shown that their lack of knowledge regarding India's UIP program as a barrier, their lack of awareness for the need for and effectiveness of vaccines, as well as in the study before mentioned, that time and resource constraints are also a barrier. Studies in the U.S. have shown that immunization providers play a critical role in minimizing missed opportunities to vaccinate. And studies from India suggest that there is substantial room for improvement in the practices of many immunization providers, with one study of parents indicating that the major role of incomplete immunization was postponement of vaccination due to illness of child, while another study showed that in only 22% of these cases was there a true contraindication of vaccination. And then providers in India also face substantial geographic, financial, and human resource constraints. There are several key immunization providers in India. There are pediatricians in private practice, the vast majority who belong to the professional society, the Indian Academy of Pediatrics. And while they serve a small portion of the population, they are well-respected community leaders. There are physicians at primary health centers, which are government facilities, who are also respected community leaders playing a key role in India's UIP program by serving the majority of Indian children. Auxiliary nurse midwives play a critical role in delivering immunization services directly within communities. And accredited social health activists, or ASHA and Anganwadi workers, promote vaccine awareness and mobilize communities but do not directly administer vaccines. So in order to continue to improve routine immunization coverage in India, our aim was to identify major barriers to delivering routine immunizations, as well as identify missed opportunities to vaccinate. And just to orientate you, the two states I'll be discussing here today are Uttar Pradesh and Bihar in northern India. And if I can get this, if you can see, Delhi is right there. So Indian healthcare system is such that in each state, it's divided into districts and then from districts into blocks. And then each block, there's a primary health center level or several of these primary health center levels where each PHC serves at least 30,000 people. For our methods, we developed our surveys using focus groups of pediatricians and PHC physicians. These surveys were pilot tested and then administered by an experienced Indian survey team. Our focus is on UP and Bihar, allowing us to evaluate a region of the country that has had some of the greatest challenges in achieving high routine immunization coverage. For pediatricians, the data I'll be showing you here today was taken from a national sample of pediatricians that we conducted, and these participants were randomly selected. There were 800 invited to participate in total, and they were surveyed either 50% by phone or 50% by mail. For the PHC physicians, they were randomly selected from 275 blocks in UP and 132 blocks in Bihar, again with 800 in total for in-person surveys. Our response rates in total for the two states for pediatricians was 47%, with 45% in UP and 49% in Bihar. For PHC physicians, it was 93% total, with 95% in UP and 87% in Bihar. So moving into the results, first looking at the top three barriers to immunizations reported by pediatricians and PHC physicians. The highest percent of both pediatricians and PHC physicians reported that parents' lack of awareness of the importance of vaccines is a major barrier. For pediatricians, the second highest reported barrier was parents' inability to pay for vaccines. And the third was parents' belief that children are fully vaccinated through receiving OPV during mass campaigns. For PHC physicians, the second highest reported barrier was parents' lack of confidence in vaccination, followed by parents' fear of side effects. So we next wanted to look at what some gaps in practices that may result in missed opportunities to vaccinate. And we found that only 49% of pediatricians reported keeping clinic-based records of each child that they administer vaccines for. And when asked what they do most frequently when they identify a child who has not received all or any age-appropriate vaccines, 61% of pediatricians and 57% of PHC physicians say that they would vaccinate the child themselves, leaving approximately 40% of these health practitioners referring that child to another facility or physician rather than taking that opportunity at that moment. And then when asked, when they are presented with a one-year-old child who they have not previously treated, do they verify whether that child has received all or any age-appropriate vaccines? 19% of pediatricians and 80% of PHC physicians reported always verifying the vaccination status. So when we next looked at what predictors there were for those pediatricians and PHC physicians who said they would always or that they would vaccinate a child themselves when they identified a child at need, we found that PHC physicians were 50 to 70% less likely to vaccinate a child themselves if they held another healthcare worker responsible for ensuring that that child is vaccinated. But we also found that PHC physicians who had high perceived vaccine efficacy, vaccine safety, and high perceived barriers to vaccination were 1.13 to 5 times more likely to vaccinate that child themselves. So in summary, the highest reported barrier to routine immunizations by both pediatricians and PHC physicians was parents' lack of awareness of the importance of vaccines. Only 49% of pediatricians reported keeping clinic-based records of the vaccine administrations done in their clinics. About 40% of pediatricians and PHC physicians would refer a child to another facility for vaccination as opposed to vaccinating that child themselves. And predictors of missed opportunity to vaccinate for PHC physicians included thinking other healthcare workers were responsible for ensuring that that child is vaccinated. Some implications for this study include mass educational campaigns to increase parents' knowledge of the importance of vaccines as well as confidence in vaccination are needed, the potential use of incentive programs to improve vaccination record keeping among pediatricians, and in order to try to decrease missed opportunities to vaccinate, continuing medical education for both pediatricians and PHC physicians to reinforce the need to take every opportunity to assess vaccination status, as well as strengthen their role as immunization providers. And there's also a need to emphasize the safety and effectiveness of vaccines and clarification of the roles and responsibilities of each group of healthcare workers in order to try to reduce missed opportunities. I just want to thank a few people at Diane Miller at Emory University, the Indian Academy of Pediatrics, who were very supportive of this study, Dr. Kumar Arora and Vipin Gupta at St. Stephen's Hospital in New Delhi, who led our fantastic survey team and went to some very remote areas of Bihar right in the beginning of the rainy season, and National Polio Surveillance Project and their surveillance medical officers, the governments of UP and Bihar for allowing us to come in and conduct our surveys at their facilities, our participants, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation for their funding, and our project officers, Linda Bensell and Tim Peterson, for technical assistance. That's it. Thank you.